for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has confirmed a brief conversation has been held between Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Malaysia. Li and Abe talked on the sidelines of a series of annual leaders' meetings on East Asia cooperation. According to Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei, Premier Li said the two countries have witnessed improvement of ties recently, but the improved momentum is still fragile. He said improvement to the bilateral ties depends on whether Japan can seriously honor its commitments. A bomb squad has been dispatched to Japan's controversial Yasukuni Shrine after an explosion this morning. Local media have reported that the explosion took place at around 10 a.m. at the shrine in downtown Tokyo. The explosion site was found in a toilet around the shrine's south gate, with parts of the toilet's wall and ceiling being damaged. No injuries have been reported. Yasukuni enshrines 14 convicted Class A war criminals of World War II and is considered a symbol of Japan's past militarism. Continuous visits to the shrine by Japanese ministers and lawmakers have become a major obstacle for Japan to mend its ties with China and South Korea. China will grant Malaysia a 50 billion renminbi quota of investment under the Qualified Foreign Institutional Investors Program. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang made the announcement on Monday in Kuala Lumpur while addressing a bilateral business forum. Li is now paying an official visit to Malaysia, his first visit to the country as China's premier. During the visit, Premier Li has also attended a series of events with ASEAN leaders and an annual leaders' meeting on East Asia cooperation. Meantime, the Chinese Foreign Ministry has confirmed a brief conversation between Premier Li and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Further details about the talk have not been given. It's being said that missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 could be found within weeks after the search switched to an area identified by a British Boeing 777 captain. The change in search area comes as Premier Li Keqiang said China would provide Australia with $20 million of additional funds to continue the search. Captain Simon Hardy's theory is based on the assumption that MH370 made a controlled ditch into the sea after making a series of turns overlooking Penang Island. Australian investigators have said the theory has credibility and have sent two search vessels to the area proposed by Captain Hardy. The captain said he's confident the wreckage will be found within the next 4 to 8 weeks. The airliner went missing in March of 2014 while en route to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur with 239 people on board. South Korea's military is conducting a live fire drill along its boundary with North Korea. The Yonhap News Agency says the drill's happening near the sea boundary on islands in the northwest. The report says the military began firing artillery at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon local time. The end of the drill has yet to be confirmed. The exercises come just 3 days after South Korea accepted the working-level contact proposed by the North. After tensions soared on the Korean Peninsula, the two sides agreed on August 25th to hold an intergovernmental dialogue at the earliest possible date. However, no dialogue has materialized. Nearly 60 Taliban militants have been killed in military operations across Afghanistan within the last 24 hours. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said in a statement that another 10 insurgents were wounded and 6 others arrested. Security forces also seized weapons and ammunition during the raids. The statement did not disclose if there were any casualties among the security forces. The Taliban insurgency group has yet to comment. Conservative candidate Mauricio Macri is poised to become the winner in Argentina's presidential elections as his ruling party opponent has conceded defeat. With most votes counted, Macri, leader of the Cambiemos coalition, had more than 53% to Daniel Scioli's 47%. Macri, the mayor of Buenos Aires, lost to Scioli, who is the governor of Buenos Aires province, in the first round of voting in October, but neither candidate managed to win the vote outright, forcing the first runoff in the country's history. At least 10 people have been injured during a shooting in New Orleans, Louisiana. Police confirmed that the incident took place on Sunday night in a park in the southern U.S. city. Several people are said to have fired upon a crowd of more than 300 who'd gathered for a block party. The victims have been sent to hospital for treatment. At this moment, no one's died, and it's unclear how serious the injuries are. The motive behind the shooting is unknown. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.